Yeah, just to follow up on the previous question, and the comment that I'd made about an archive of resistance is, and really we can think about this in another way, which is just an archive res of resistance is a movement, and thinking about like Mascon.zone, it is sitting on top of all this historical and ancestral knowledge pertaining to the movement for Black Lives or the Black freedom struggle. And so there's a lot of sort of, research and theorizing that many people before us, Rithu and I and other collaborators of Mascon.zone, have sort of pulled from. And so I think that sort of citational practice is something that we tried to be more transparent about or more clear about in the fact that in the way that you maybe can't be as transparent, or maybe is not as common to be as transparent on something, like Instagram posts, is that these images, in their sort of constraints of how much text you can put on them, often leave out the citations or the references or where they're getting this information from, which is, a whole nother conversation to have. And so, thinking about just like the text-based nature of Mascon.zone as a website, I think you're totally spot on in that, we wanted to create a website that isn't resource heavy, that's not gonna load, take too long to load. And also, in the sense of just like how Rithu and I collaborate, I think often what we tend to work with is text in some of the more oral history oriented projects. We've worked with transcriptions from interviews that I conducted, and Mascon.zone is definitely following in line with the sort of compilation of basically summaries of all this citational research around surveillance that I was referencing earlier.